We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Augustine, he's president and CEO of Penns Northeast, and he's on the phone with us right now. How are you, John?
Good, Frank. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Give us an overview of how you assess the economy here in our area.
So we typically have in northeastern Pennsylvania a higher unemployment rate than the rest of the state and the rest of the country. So what that's doing right now is making us an attractive place for companies to look at for available labor. And we're seeing another thing, a trend called the last mile, where you see what's happening, the malls across the country, this concept of these big boxes that just sell one or two products just start working, and people are buying things online. And they don't want something that they order tomorrow. They actually want it today. So we're seeing this boom of hundreds of companies trying to get as close as they possibly can to their customer base to get the product that they ordered to the home or business as quick as possible.
You know, John, I quoted a statistic a couple of times that the number of people quitting their jobs is at the highest it's been in 42 years because people quit jobs because they have a chance to get a better job. Now, are we seeing a battle here for, over wages? Do people have to compete now on what they have to pay?
We're not in that battle yet, but that's certainly coming. So things progress from the coast and the port. So you start in the Philadelphia area and you move west and you hit the Lehigh Valley. And now we're seeing a lot of spillover from the Lehigh Valley. They are, on average, $1 to $2 a square foot more expensive than we are. And I'm not talking labor. I'm talking land costs, construction costs, et cetera. And so it's a pretty good alternative. And when you look at Interstate 80 and 81, think about this. A truck driver, on average, can do about 11 hours a day of actual driving. That puts them within one-third of the U.S. population and almost half of the Canadian population right in our backyard. So it makes us, they say location, location, location. So that's the first thing. The second thing, as you said, is the labor. We started out 2 years ago, the average warehouse worker was making $9, $10 an hour. Well, that's not a great wage. We know that. But now we're seeing companies starting at 14. You're going to see companies very shortly at 15. And I guarantee you within a few months, you're going to see them starting at 16. And that's on top of the benefits that they're getting. And so, again, I realize that that's not $50, $60 an hour, but, 16 is a lot better than 9, and I think we're going to start to see that number continue to go up.
And I imagine in addition to those kind of jobs, there's a building boom, too, going on. So skilled trade is off the wall, isn't it?
If you are a tradesperson, there's a type of schooling for everybody, whether it's a four-year, whether it's a two-year, or whether it's a trade. If you are a tradesperson, you have it good. We can't outsource those jobs. We never will. Stuff has to be built. Stuff always breaks. So a trade is a great industry to get into. I have about 6 million square feet just sitting on my desk alone of what's coming down the road. And to give you an idea, a company today announced that they're going to hire another 200 people. So that's going to give them about 1,600 people just working in one facility. That building is about 800,000 square feet, which is equivalent to about 16 football fields. There's a building under construction now in the area. It's going to be 640,000 square feet, so not much difference in size. And they're only going to hire 75 people. Think about that, 1,600 versus 75 people, because the other trend that we're seeing is everything is going towards automation and robotics. And so the skill set of the pick and pack concept is being more removed, and these companies are needing people with higher skills to be able to operate this computerized equipment that's basically doing the work for them.
Wow. Now, tell me if this is a fair statement. Your job, or the job of Penns Northeast, is to find companies that are interested in northeastern Pennsylvania. I imagine that before the economy was booming, that was a little bit harder. Are you now finding that companies are calling you for interest in this area?
We are. You know, we have great partners. So we work with Lackawanna, Luzerne, Wayne, Schuylkill, and Monroe counties. Those are our current five partners. So we kind of act as an umbrella organization. So instead of seven people going to the same trade show to try to recruit a plastics company, you know, we'll go on their behalf. So we've always have been a bit reactive and a bit proactive. But right now, we're getting a lot of national press, a lot of national attention with companies like Adidas, Patagonia, which, you know, if you're a skier, an outdoors person, you know, you recognize those names. And so you might not see it necessarily locally all the time, but those are hitting national trade publications across the country. And people are seeing we still have a good work ethic here. We have a great location, good infrastructure. And, you know, we're on the map and in the sights of a lot of these companies. And the other interesting fact is that the majority of buildings that are being built on spec are being occupied or leased before they're finished.
Wow, that's
never happened before.
That's incredible. John, thank you for your hard work and thanks for the update. It makes me feel good about our local economy.
We're doing our best, and we can always get better, but we're off to a good start. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, John Augustine, who is the CEO, President, Penns Northeast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.